think this is very damaging, Trace, to the Democratic brand. For those in my party who say we should be aggressive, we should fight the Republicans, I think you stand and fight, not cut and run, which is what they've done. This sends a terrible message, I think, to voters generally, and certainly swing voters, and it's become tit for tat. I would advise the Democratic legislators from Texas, go back, make your arguments, state your reasons for, as the Democratic representative did just now, opposing this, and say what you're for, what the Democrats stand for, both Texas and nationally. But so far, what we're getting is a really, really terrible image that hurts our country and certainly hurts my party.
That's veteran Democrat pollster Doug Schoen dropping some unfortunate truth bombs on the little Texas runaways. Their antics are an optics nightmare. Schoen is arguing that this is the last thing the Democrat Party wants right now, for their members to be seen as running and hiding from the very democratic legislative process that they are supposedly the guardians of. I mean, it's absolutely hypocritically hilarious, and everyone sees it. Of course, the legacy media is doing absolutely everything they can to try to run cover for these little runaways, but it's all to no avail, and even veteran Democrat pollsters like Doug Schoen are admitting that. This is an absolute optics disaster, and for no reason. That's what's so utterly bizarre in all that. This is one of the most incredible unforced errors I think I've seen the Democrats commit up to this point. What the Democrats are pulling here is absolutely futile. What's so essential for us to get is that the Democrats' redistricting antics are simply finally boomeranging on them. And not just with Texas redistricting, but we are actually seeing three layers or waves of redistricting dynamics that are all converging together as we speak. This is literally a perfect storm of redistricting that not only no amount of performative outrage annex can thwart, but it will. There's no way around this. It will permanently exile the Democrats from federal power for the rest of the century. So, of course, you got the Texas redistricting. They're about to redraw their congressional map to gain five new solid Republican seats. By the way, Governor Greg Abbott is now saying it's going to be eight. That's the retribution that these fleeing Democrats are going to have to face for these antics. The five new seats just turned into eight new seats. But it's not just Texas. The Florida Supreme Court just upheld DeSantis' congressional map from 2022, giving Republicans a 20-8 advantage seat advantage. So it looks like we're picking up 4 to 5 more seats in Florida. And guess what? That's all just the tip of the iceberg. Ohio is redistricting to pick up 2 to 3 more Republican seats. Missouri looks like they're about to redistrict to add another seat or two. Indiana, Louisiana, North Carolina, they're all looking to add another GOP seat or two. But that's nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what the Supreme Court just announced. We reported on this last week. The Supreme Court has signaled that they are about to finally and decisively end race-based gerrymandering forever, which means, in many respects, the end of the Democrat Party. So if you don't know, back in 1986, there was a Supreme Court case called Thornburg versus Gingles. And it basically the Supreme Court bought into this Democrat notion of vote dilution, okay? Vote dilution is a legal concept that Democrat activists came up with where they convinced the courts that the Democratic participation of a minority group is actually weakened or rendered ineffective through the way electoral districts are drawn. Meaning, I'll translate that for you. I'm just going to be blunt because this is exactly what the Supreme Court is signaling right now. Meaning that there are just too many white people in the district. If there are too many white people in the district, then minorities can never end up represented by the candidates that they want. The white vote will always dilute the minority vote. Now, I know it is utterly astonishing that that argument actually won the day back in 1986, but it did. And so ever since, Democrats have been drawing up these race-based congressional districts that deliberately, again, I kid you not, that deliberately excluded whites. Well, those days look like they're about to come to a decisive end. The Supreme Court is ready to reverse that ruling and end race-based redistricting forever, as they should. And that means that by 2026, the Democrats may lose upwards of 25 House seats just from that Supreme Court decision alone. Let that hit you. 25 seats would literally disappear overnight if the Supreme Court overturns race-based gerrymandering, which they almost certainly will. Nearly half those seats, 11 or so, would be in the South alone. The Democrat Party, in terms of congressional representation, would literally go extinct in the South as a result of this overturning. Now, if your math ain't so quick, that means 25 seats. That means that the Republican Party would be going into every single congressional election from this point forward, every 2 years, with a baseline of at least 230 safe seats. You only need 218 for the majority. So this is why all the antics in the world from these little runaway Democrats in Texas don't matter the slightest, even if they were successful in completely shutting down Texas redistricting. One Supreme Court decision would wipe away five times as many Democrat seats literally overnight. But it gets even worse than that. So you got the red states redistricting. You got the Supreme Court eventually overturning race-based redistricting. But then, as just days ago, you had the Trump administration announcing the Commerce Department will conduct a new, highly accurate census using data from the 2024 election, which explicitly omits undocumented migrants from the census. So, you know, blue states, especially California, Illinois, New York, they've got inflated congressional seat numbers and electoral college votes, largely thanks in part to millions upon millions of undocumented residents and illegal migrants boosting their numbers. Trump is commissioning a new census that will bring those inflated days to a decisive end. Analysis from major redistricting experts and recent projections suggests removing non-citizens from the census could shift literally dozens of seats from traditionally blue states to red states. California alone would lose four House seats. New York would lose two. Red states like Texas, Florida, Montana, they'd gain seats. Texas gains four, Florida gains four, Montana gains one, Idaho gains one. There are a number of other red states. They all gain. So we're looking at Republicans gaining upwards of about 14 seats just from a new census, making it virtually impossible for Democrats to retake that. Democrats can't retake the House with redistricting. They can't retake the House with the Supreme Court overturning the VRA, the Voter Rights Act, and they can't take the House with a new census. I mean, just with the new, again, with the new census, California would drop from 52 seats to 48, their lowest representation in modern political history. States like Texas would jump to 39 seats, Florida to 29, and the deep red South will have upwards of 164 House seats, which is the most seats they've ever had in our nation's history. And the upshot here is when you translate that into electoral college votes, gang, the Democrats' strategy of winning the blue wall states, right? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, it's no longer going to be enough to reach 270 electoral votes. Right now, the electoral college is such that if a Democrat does not win those three states, they cannot win. This is why they lost in 2016. They lost in 2024. If they do not win Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, so-called blue wall, they lose. They don't reach 270. Now, with the new census, even if Democrats sweep Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, they still fall short of 270. The Republican lock on the Electoral College will be nearly unbreakable. Gang, this is the perfect electoral storm. Redistricting Supreme Court decisions, and a new mid-decade census. I'm getting so excited. Census would all utterly decimate Democrat power federally for literally the rest of the century. These little Texas runaways think they're holding up redistricting. All they're doing is demonstrating for all to see how the Democrat Party itself is about to go into a permanent political exile. What do you think? I want to read your comments. What do you think? Do you think we'll finally be able to shut out these Democrats once and for all from federal power? If just one of those three dynamics happens, I think the answer is yes. Let me know what you think. And of course, as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. I love you guys. God bless.